Well, let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word. Psalm 142, 1 through 7. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. You may be seated. David's prayer. Former President Trump could identify with this psalm. So many of those he depended upon have betrayed him to the communists that have fraudulently taken our country in a rigged election. The same thing happened in Myanmar recently. The story, military coup underway in Myanmar as civilian leaders arrested, state TV off air, internet cut from Zero Hedge February 1st this year. It appears a military coup is underway in the Southeast Asian country of Myanmar, formerly Burma, where a state of confusion has descended on the population, with soldiers now patrolling major city streets, and given state TV has also been taken off the air, according to Reuters. The National Army says a recent major vote won by the National League for Democracy, NLD party, was fraudulent, as a breaking BBC report details. Aung San Suu Kyi, leader of Myanmar's governing NLD party, has been arrested, the spokesman for the party said. In what looks to be the first foreign policy and international crisis of the Biden administration, recently confirmed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has urged Myanmar's military leaders to, quote, reverse these actions immediately, end quote, after arresting the country's civilian leadership in a coup on Monday. Quote, we call on Burmese, the U.S. still officially calls it Burma, military leaders to release all government officials and civil society leaders and respect the will of the people of Burma as expressed in democratic elections on November 8th, end quote, Blinken said, according to Reuters. That's the end of the article. We hear the same kind of talk about our government, too, don't we? So the country of Myanmar has also experienced vote manipulation, just as we have here in America. This has taken place in other countries as well. Furthermore, it appears Biden will be engaging our military for globalist purposes once again, not to speak of NATO as well. Biden's favorite slogan, America is back, simply means that America is back on the side of global governance. He has also donated $4 billion to the global vaccine effort. Don't you just love that? In our scripture reading, David was praying while in the cave of Adullam. 1 Samuel chapter 22 gives us a little bit about that place. Quote, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam, and when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him, and every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men, and quote from Samuel, the first chapter 22, 1 to 2. God answered David's prayer by sending him 400, later 600, men to surround him. Notice how the common folk gathered around him and the discontented. Not a particularly savory group, but deplorables, end quote. It is the same today. Most of the common working class of America have gathered around Trump, who is now in exile in Florida, in his cave, could we call it, in Mar-a-Lago. However, there must be times when Trump feels that, quote, no man cared for my soul, verse 4. When one by one those with political aims switch sides in betrayal and persecution. White America now faces discrimination and oppression from the left. Quote, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, end quote, verse 1. Have you ever literally cried before the Lord Jesus Christ? Certainly there are times when all of us have come before the throne of God in such a manner, for one reason or another. This is good, and this is normal, for God has made us emotional people. Recently we saw that Trump faced another sham impeachment. But who should really be impeached? Nancy Pelosi had both the motive and the means to carry out the Capitol attack of January 6th, and the whole of the Democrat Party benefited from it. Her motive? She did not want the public to hear, especially at prime time, the objections that were to come up at the vote confirmation that day. The disruption of the break and accomplished that purpose. Her means, the Democrats' private army, Antifa, was used to infiltrate and commandeer what remained of the Trump rally that day, which was overall peaceful, like all Trump rallies. Pelosi and McConnell were both responsible for the security of the Capitol on that day, including the mayor of D.C. The letter from the Capitol Police Chief, Stephen A. Sund, shows a very different series of events and different reason for the entire fiasco, where he could not get any backup from the National Guard, in spite of his attempts via chain of command runaround, and in spite of asking McConnell to help get assistance. The investigation of the event is still allegedly going on, and we still do not know what really happened on that day. Further, the Democrat media were willing accomplices for the Democrat official narrative of that day. A commission to investigate will not reveal the full truth of the event. Is there a Columbo or a monk out there who can prove my case? Where and who are those people that were arrested for breaking in? Who in the FBI is in charge of the investigation, if there is any investigation at all under the present administration? They are already convinced it was Trump's fault. We have already seen from the violence last summer how Antifa and BLM members were not prosecuted and simply set free. Is this what's happening in this case? In my opinion, this attack was a false flag event, just like 9/11. The recent impeachment hoax was more of an indictment of Democrats than it was for one man. Lay aside their self-aggrandizing, sanctimonious, supposedly high moral ground attitude. They are hate-filled hypocrites of the highest order. The question now should not be, what did Trump know and when? But what did Pelosi know and when? The Democrat position, Trump is guilty, now prove me wrong. That is not how American jurisprudence works. One is innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. Now let's go to Psalm 77. Verse 1 says, to the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. And I put a note in here. Asaph was one of David's three chief musicians, the other two being Heman and Ethan, or Jeduthun. And we first hear of him when the ark was taken to Jerusalem, which is shown in 1 Chronicles 15, 16 through 19. He conducted the music performed in the tent where the ark was housed, 1 Chronicles 16, 4, 5, and 7, and 37. Together with his two assistants, they held the same office at Gibeon. In 1 Chronicles 25, we are told that four of his sons were appointed to conduct under him detachments of the great chorus, the families of Heman and Jeduthun, also furnishing leaders, and all took part at the dedication of the temple in 2 Chronicles 5:12. Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun were called the king's seers, and it's in 1 Chronicles 25, 2 Chronicles 35, an official title of rank and dignity. The sons of Asaph formed a guild and played a prominent part in each revival of the national religion. Continuing in the psalm, I cried unto God with my voice. Familiar words once again. Even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou ledest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. End quote from Psalm 77. The occasion of this psalm is uncertain, but Asaph remembers God in anguish. Quote, I cried out to God with my voice, and God listened to him. One translation says, quote, my hand was stretched out in the night without resting, end quote. Verse 2. Verse 4 says, quote, you keep my eyes from sleep. I am so troubled that no words come, end quote, from the Bible in basic English. This is very similar to Psalm 63:6, quote, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches," end quote. Asaph remembers the days of the past and the years already gone, verse 5. Then in the next three verses, Asaph asks the same question in six different ways. Quote, "Will the Lord cast off, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy gone forever? Has his word failed for all generations? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies?" Verses 7 through 9. Although these questions are real, nonetheless, they all expect the same answer, no. The reference to God's anger suggests sin and places the responsibility on the impenitent. Quote, "But I will remember," verse 10. In verses 10 through 20, Asaph ponders upon the great exodus from Egypt and asks, "Who is so great a God as our God?" End quote from verse 13. Compare this with the account in Exodus. Quote, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretched out thy hand, thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hath led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." End quote from Exodus 15. Asaph sees the sovereignty of God in the reaction of nature, verses 16 through 19, and declares, quote, "You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron," end quote, 77:20. God uses the leadership of great men to do his will. When verses 11 through 20 are understood in relation to verses 1 through 10, it is evident that the psalmist and his people are strengthened as they set their grief in the context of God's mighty acts. This perspective assures them that he will save his people again. In conclusion, we take refuge in God's unchangeableness and covenant. One commentator makes this statement, quote, "The poet flees from the sorrowful present away into the memory of the years of olden times and consoles himself especially with the deliverance out of Egypt. But it remains obscure what kind of affliction it is which drives him to find refuge from the God now hidden in the God who was formerly manifest." This is a quote from C. Short. Sounds a bit confusing, but he is saying, and I've changed some words, quote, "Whatever kind of affliction the poet is experiencing, he is driven to find refuge from the God now hidden in the same God that was formerly revealed," end quote. What a thought. This is where faith comes in. The commentator then breaks up Psalm 77 accordingly. Number one, he perseveres in prayer, though he has no sense of the presence or mercy of God, verses 1 through 3. Secondly, when he can no longer pray, he falls back upon the memories of the past, verses 4 through 6. Third, if God has forsaken him, it is inconsistent with his nature and covenant, verses 7 through 9. His promises cannot fail. His mercy, which is from everlasting, cannot be blotted out from his nature. And four, he will conquer his doubts by remembering God's wonders wrought for his people of old, verses 10 through 15. God must be unchangeable. God redeemed his people from their afflictions in Egypt. Therefore, he will redeem them from their present affliction. From C. Short. You will recall that Jesus, while traveling with his disciples, cursed a fig tree, and the next day, quote, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering, saith unto them, Have faith in God. End quote from Mark 11, 20-22. At this point, I'm going to sing Psalm 77. And these are the words from Isaac Watts, as he put it. To God I cried with mournful voice, I sought his gracious ear. In the sad hour when trouble rose and filled my heart with fear, sad were my days and dark my nights, my soul refused relief. I thought on God the just and wise, but thoughts increased my grief. My overwhelming sorrows grew till I could speak no more. Then I within myself withdrew and called thy judgments o'er. I called thy mercies to my mind, which I enjoyed before. And will the Lord no more be kind, his face appear no more? Will he forever cast me off, his promise ever fail? Has he forgot his tender love? Shall anger still prevail? But I forbid this hopeless thought, this dark despairing frame. Remembering what thy hand hath wrought, thy hand is still the same. Grace dwells with justice on the throne, and men that love thy word have in thy sanctuary known the counsels of the Lord.